Anything combat with Johnny K.
But it's anything combat, though.
Welcome back, combatants, to the Anything Combat Show, where we discuss everything mixed martial arts. I'm your host, Johnny K. Today, we're joined by a special guest. He's a street fighter. He's always ready. He's a veteran of the King of the Streets. He's a pro K1 rule set champion. Please welcome Bashir Bash Fakhoury. How are you, Bash?
Hey, my man. Listen, my man, thank you. Thank you for having me on. Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. So, got two black eyes, so these are on at the moment, from sparring.
Tell me about Germany. When are you flying out? Who are you fighting?
Flying out on the 13th. The wrong date, a little bit. Give me one day. I don't give the details out. It's no rules. It's very different. People don't realise. It's not a game. It really isn't. They are gang. I'm not part of a gang or nothing, but it's gang related. So the 13th is when I'm flying out. Wink, wink. I can't give you a wink because I've got two black eyes. The fight is on the 16th. And that is, it's going to be live for a certain reason. Last time they had me out there in the room with, I'm not grass. So just check the Instagram and other things. It is what it is. You know what I mean? So, do you know what? Listen, I'm fighting the underdog. No rules is no rules. It's a very, very different world. People say, oh, yeah, you know, come and do it. Come and do it. You know? It's you're stuck. You'll fight for your life. People say bare knuckle. I've done bare knuckle, pro bare knuckle at BKB, at the O2. I fought the best guys, Paul Hiltz and Conan, one of my good friends now. You do no rules. Fly to a country where you know nobody. Get picked up when they put a bag over your head. Okay, and they drive you to places you do not have a clue. And let me tell you, it's a fight, not to the end, like death, you know, don't be silly, but, I mean, you're out, mate. There's no ref, there's no way in, there's no nothing. You just fight. You fight, mate. And guess what? When he's on top of you punching your head in, and he is punching your head in, trying to bite you, like they say to me, why did you pull his hair? I wasn't pulling his hair like a girl. I was pulling his hair so that he couldn't fucking... I had control of his head. Because if he gets too close, he's going to bite my nose off. This comes off very quickly. Look, it comes off very, very quickly. It's just soft. You lose your nose, you're fucked. You look like Skeletor. Skeletor. I don't want to look like Skeletor. This and this. I need one eye. I do need an eye for my little girl. See her. And this is serious. I need my nose because I don't want to look like Skeletor. I need my lips to kiss my children. You know, that's it. These, you see these? Fucking take them. But take them quickly because I'll take them straight off you. So fucking quick, somebody. Take them. I'll just shut my eyes and say, have them off. And then I'm fucking taking yours off as well. Very, very quickly. I'm not even wearing a gum shield. It's very, if people pretend like, oh yeah. Why don't these, like BKB fighters, come and do no rules? We get 4.5 million views. They don't get that. We get roughly the same money. Not the top boys, not the top boys. You know why? Because you are going to be disfigured. One of you is going to leave disfigured. You've got to go in knowing that you're going to leave either with him or you missing something. That's it.
Bash, is it too much violence for them?
I don't know. Listen, I don't get involved in other people's life, mate. You know what? I'm a loner. I'm a bit of a loner. I sit with my family. I'm a family man. Very much a family man. I fight only for my family. I don't really like violence, if I'm honest. You know, it is what it is. You know, if you want to, you know, you push me, I'll fight you. And I really do. See these other boys as well. The BKB boys, honest to God. I've seen them all. Are they tough? Yeah, in the ring. Call them up. Say, can you help me out? I've got a problem. Bet they can't. Bet they're in the camp. I bet they're eating broccoli. I bet they cannot turn up to see you. I guarantee they can't help you. Could they? Yes. If they, there's two worlds. As I say, the real world and that world. That's, they're athletes. They're pro boxers that have taken their gloves off. That is it. You know, do they burn cars out? Do they do all the other thing? No, they don't. I know they don't. Because I know. And I'm not saying I do, but there's just, not, it's a different, it's a, no rules. The underground fighting is very, very different world. You are in no man's land. You know, you turn up, you're in no man's land. You're not turning up to a gym to be weighed in. You're not turning up to have a medical. You know, they will pick you up, and honestly, they put a hood over your head so you don't know where you're going. Or, which is documented, so I can say this, but I don't want to say the the company or the gang, you know, or they hold guns to your head and shit like that, you know, in the room. You know, it's not a game. It's not a game. It's not a joke. You know, BKB, they're tough boys. But call them up then. Call them up and see if they're right. Yeah, say, listen, man, I've got a problem. Can you come and help me? I guarantee they can't help you. Guarantee.
Bash, are you worried? Are you fearful for your life when they put, you know, a bag over your head or threaten you with a gun?
No, those days are gone, mate. I'm 40. Do I get nervous? Yes. Am I scared? No. Two different things. Two completely different things. You know, if I knew you as a friend and you called me up now, come out. Come see you. I don't give a fuck. Pull a knife out. Fucking do it. If anything, you'd do me a favour. Cut me ear off. I don't want it. These, just cartilage. Don't give a fuck. The only thing I care about, two things, is my eye and my lips. I need my eyes to see my children. I need my lips to kiss them. That is it. And, you know, you want to fuck around. You want to go the other way. We'll see. You know, that's it. And you know what? You know, over here, we're not as they're tall, mate. I don't like knives and all that shit. I'm not into all that. I hate them, you know. But over in Europe, which is where I really fight, you know, they are tough men. But I don't think they'll go the other way. Personally, I don't think they will. I sort of know the people and know their names. And but you've got to be, you know, you still, you know, they're tough men. Are you going to get knocked out? Yeah. Are you going to get your head stamped on? 100%. Are you going to be headbutted? 100%. Are they going to try and eye gouge you? 100%. But I only need one eye. I don't need one. How many eyes do you need? One. I don't need these. It's cartilage. Look, this just filled to shit. I don't need them. They're boring. I'm still here. So, and you know what? I've got a beautiful missus, beautiful girlfriend. She'll love me no matter what. So these, bite them. I'll tell you what, give me 10 grand. I'll cut one off now. I'll cut one off. For you. Give me 10 grand. I'll do one now for you, free. I'll send it to you in the post.
Bash, when was the first no rules fight that you ever watched? Who introduced you to the sport?
I used to watch King of the Streets, but I fought bare knuckle all my life, really. I've got to be careful to say a little bit because, you know, it's, you know, I've always fought from about 20, 21, 22 in the streets and for, drug dealers, should I say? Yeah, I can say that. Drug dealers. You know, I was a drug addict. I was, you know, cokehead. I don't touch it anymore. That's the truth. I'm a drinker now. I like a beer. Love a beer with my mates. I looked after certain bars with my friends. These guys don't really know. I mean, you know, it goes past fighting, you know, at that level. You know, you know, I've seen things that are terrible, you know, but this is why this doesn't fear me. It doesn't fear me at all. I've seen people squirt with ammonia all the time. They squirt with ammonia in little object bottles and they'll hit you with hammers. And I don't care if you're a bare knuckle boxer, you're fucked. You're fucked. And if not, they come to your house, they burn out your cars and shit like that. You know, let's not even go that deep, but, you know, you are fucked, mate. You're fucked. But listen, I enjoy no rules because you know what? It's a real street fight, but it is real, and that's deep for me. It's like the deepest you can get without going over the top. You know, the deepest. You know, it's lovely. Not lovely. I'm just gonna say that. Even if I lose, I'm not bothered. People say to me, "Oh, Bash, you lose. Who cares? Watch someone else. Why don't you watch someone else? Why are you watching me?" You know, fuck off. My girlfriend does my social media anyway. I don't really give a toss. Why are you watching me? Telling me silly
Bash, they watch you because you're entertaining.
Yeah, it's social media is entertainment. Yeah, but you know what? Listen, it is what it is. You know, I'm getting old now. I'll probably still fight until the end. I'm 44 this year, next year. 43 at the moment. I still fight the best of the best. And what people don't realise is the guys that I have fought, you know, even BKB, Paul Hills, look at him. Look at his record. He's the best. They set me up with that one. Conan, he's one of my good friends. He fights BKB FC, one of the best. They're the two losses I've had. The guys that I fight are the, you know, if, you know, you give me a bum, I'll knock you clean out, you know. End off. I'm heavy-handed. Do I box? No. Can I kickbox? Yes. I'm a good level pro kickboxer, K1, pro. You get knocked clean out, mate, you know, kickboxing. But K1, No Rules is very, very different. It's very violent. You have to think about, you know, headbutting, holding their head. They said, why do you hold his hair? I'm holding his hair so he can't bite me. That's the truth.
Why did you bite that guy's ear off?
Because I wanted to. I wanted to bite his ear off. And I'd bite the other one off. And you know what? Listen.
Bash, you're fucking crazy, bro.
You know, the next one. Listen, I want a finger before I retire. I don't know if you can go through it because there is bone in there. It's a bit harder than what people think. But I'm going to keep twisting, twisting, twisting until it comes off. And I'm going to sell it. I'm going to sell it to anybody that wants it in a jar so that I can make money for my family. There you go. I'm going to bite his fucking finger clean off. It's going to be a bit harder than what I thought, but I thought about it, so maybe I'm going to do it, but I haven't decided. No lips, no eyes, no nose for me in my head. You know, the rest, you're in trouble. You're in trouble. You're in trouble. I bite the fucking off. Got strong teeth. And I'm
I think you should fight in the BKFC. I think they would definitely want you and they would give you a massive contract.
Yeah. Do you know what? Listen, I'll be honest with you. Do you know, am I a violent man? No. I'm actually a soft man, very soft, actually. But yeah, love my cats. All I do is fight for my family. I need money. Do you know what I mean? So it is what it is. And the money's not great, if I'm honest. We get more money out of sponsorship and following, which my girlfriend does, but she's my queen. So it is what it is. But do you know what? You know, if you want to push me, keep pushing, 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 and we'll see. And not like, oh, I'm a bare knuckle fight, come and fight me. Well, fuck off, I'll burn your cars out. How about that one? You know, I'll come and see you. I'll find you from the electoral roll. How about that one? You don't understand where that is, but we can find addresses very quickly. You know what I mean? Fuck off. And I really do it. You know, I've got contacts, I've got friends. We'll find you. So don't fucking push. I don't give a fuck how tough you are. Fuck you. You can only be as tough as much as you are. Do you know how you really hurt people? It's financially. You know, not. If you want to fight, not bare knuckle, it's not a traveller fight where we fight and we have a little bare knuckle fight. You know, if you want to really fight, we'll fight. You know, I don't want to do it because I don't like it. I don't like it, you know. But if you push me, I'll fucking fight you. End off.
How did you get the nickname Bash?
My name is Bashir. Says Bash. And I was a shit bag when I was young. I used to drink and fight in bars, but just Mickey Mouse fights, you know what I mean? Like over nothing, you know. Just boys fighting each other from different towns. And, you know, I've had to move towns because I'm pub watch and, you know, I'm old now. I'm getting old, mate. Do you know what I mean? It's, I'm not making up a tough man because I ain't. Can I have it? Yeah. You know, fucking div. Don't worry about that. But I keep myself to myself these days, apart from yesterday. But that was a problem with, you know, my friends call me up and the problem is as you get older, people have daughters. And drug dealers sell shit to people they shouldn't, that are young. I go and punch their heads in because they don't like it. End off. They do fight back. Everyone fights back, you know. This is the thing with me. Do you want to hurt people? No, but I'll fight back. The difference is I can fight. So you've got a problem.
Does everyone fight back?
Not all of them, no. Not all of them. But you know what? If you send drugs to kids and you know, link with my family, you're going to get a punch right in the mouth because I don't tolerate that shit in my area, in where I live. You know, no way. You don't sell, you know, that shit. Because it's a road to nothing. You know, I had drug problems years ago. And, no, if my friend calls me, my age, and says my daughter's got a problem with a drug dealer, well, do you know what? We'll set him up, you know, about that one. We'll call him up, get your daughter to call. And I'll punch his head right in. They sometimes fight back. Yesterday they did, obviously. We'll do black eyes. we got to clean out anyway, so it doesn't really matter because he can't really fight. That's the difference. But I don't tolerate shit, you know. It's wrong and you're ruining people's lives, you know. I've already had my life ruined from all that shit, you know. And that's the truth, you know. I've had... you know, cocaine problems, you know, massive. I don't, honestly, don't take any more. I drink, you know, that's it. You know, I've taken every drug when I was young. And you know what? It's not a good world. And you know what? You're ruining people's lives. And I will not let anybody that's linked with my friends and family is be ruined at all. Not from that shit. Yeah, try it, whatever. I can't stop that. You'll enjoy it. But not when you're, you know, a youngster, if you're 16, 18, 17, you know, no, it's too young. And you know what, try it, but you know, you're not fucking bullying them at all. If not, I'll punch you in writing. We'll set you up as well.
Bash. Don't you think that some of these dealers, they are dangerous people and they could carry knives? Does that ever cross your mind?
Yeah, I've had them pulled up. I've been stabbed 3 times.
Where have you been stabbed, Bash?
I'll show you. You want to see? I'll show you. A little deal for you. Deal for a deal. Stabbed up there. That was a screwdriver. You've got to always have a screwdriver, haven't you? Yeah, listen, it's part of the world. You know what I mean? Listen, don't live. And it's not acting like a tough man, but don't leave that world. And, but of course they do. But if you're, you know, if you have a, if you have friends, should I say, you can come back, can't you? Come back, keep coming back. And the thing is, in life, whether it's, let's take this back from that world, because I don't like talking about that world, if I'm honest. Let's, you know, even if you are a worker or whatever, as long as you keep going back, keep fighting, keep getting a job, keep fucking pushing, you'll make it. The difference is, I know, stop. One day I'm going to be dead, obviously. So I already, you know, accepted that. So, you know, but as long as you do what you do, you've got to work every day and you work hard. And the main thing is going to work, personally. My advice to youngsters is, forget, you know, forget this fight world. It's a load of shit. There's no money in it, if I'm honest. Unless you have a massive following. And even then, you know, you need people to sort it out for you. You know, no, you know, go to work, get a job. And keep pushing and do things right. Do you know what I love? Go to the army. I'd join the army, personally, if I was young again. Because you know what? You can travel the world. You know, you get to meet good people. You get to work hard. And do you know what? Do the right thing. You know, just do the right thing.
Bash, what hurt more, the screwdriver or the knife?
You don't feel it. It's quick. It feels like you've been punched. It feels like you've been punched. You don't really feel it. But you do when it's pissing out and you walk down the road and collapse. You do. You know what? I'll tell you what really hurts. When you squirt with ammonia, you definitely feel that one. Over in England, they put ammonia in a bottle, a little Optrex bottle. They glue the top on. 1 minute you've got no glasses on. You can take 5 people out. Very quick, mate. Very quick. And they glue the top on so they don't squirt off. The top, I got squirt the whole fucking lot. It's like a gun, mate. Yeah, no, that hurts. That end up blind you for about a month or two, if I'm honest. That's the truth. Knuckle dusters.
What is that, Bash?
It's an acid you buy, cleaning acid. Cleaning acid. It shuts them down very quick. If you've got 5 people, it shuts them very, very quick. Do you know what? Knuckle dusters. And you know what? Listen, if you know what? If you're used to being punched, which I am, you know, my record isn't great, as you know, at the moment. But do you know what? I'm used to getting punched. They say to me, oh, did it hurt? Yeah, of course it did. Yeah, fucking hurt, you know. But only normal hurt, you know. Squirt with ammonia fucking really hurts, but you can't see. You can't see shit. You can't see nothing. You're sort of indirectly blind, not for long, because it's not a real acid. It's a cleaning product. But they put it in Optrex bottles and they glue the top on. And done. You're in there, 5 of you are out. 5 of you are out. And they punch me with knuckle dust and all that.
Have you been punched with a knuckle duster?
Yeah, loads of times. Loads. Loads, loads, loads.
Where'd they hit you?
Back of the head normally. You know, it's if they hit you straight in the mouth, you're in trouble. You lose your teeth. But around the back of the head and shit like that. But just life. And you know, over here they use hammers and shit like that. But that's a different world. You know what I mean? That's not the no rules world. You know. Yeah, that's what I'm saying to you. These guys, they say they're gonna, you know, do this and do that. Good luck to you. You know what? Listen, I don't. You know, I keep myself to myself. My family is all I really care about, if I'm honest. I'm not part of any gangs or anything like that. I obviously know gangs and the bosses and that. But you know what? I keep myself to myself. You know what? But you know, yeah, no, it's a few times all that crap, all that bollocks. It's all bollocks, by the way. You know, people think it's cool when you're young. Well, get stabbed and see. Because if it goes the wrong way and they stab you in the wrong place, you're in trouble, aren't you? you know, or if they use the wrong product and squirt you in the face, like, you know, acid, real acid, you lost your eyes. You know what I mean? It's not cool. No rules is no rules. I love a punch up. I actually enjoy it. I fucking enjoy it. I don't on the day. I get very nervous. Nervous, not fear. But I enjoy fighting another man that wants to fight me back. And I enjoy coming home and giving my family what they want. So now we have Christmas coming up. So, you know, I've even said, you know, out of this fight, I know what I'm getting indirectly. The winner takes all, but I also get to the pay-per-view, etc. That's why I advertise it and what my girlfriend does. And you know what? My family can have, you know, indirectly. Not, we don't make lots of money like what you think. You know, it's like 1,000, you know, 2,000, whatever, depending on what happens. But you know what? Now, you know, my family can have a nice Christmas. Why would you fight? Unless you're a lunatic, why would you fight? To me, it's a job. Why would you dig a hole? Shit, anyway. Digging a hole is boring. I do that anyway on the side as well. You know, I do labouring. You know, it's the shittest day in the world. You know, fighting to me is something that happens very, very quickly. It doesn't last long. But I provide for my family, so I'm providing. If they have a lovely Christmas, I'm happy. Have a few drinks, eat some food, get even fatter than I am, and watch telly. That's it. Eat sweets. I'm happy.
Bash, serious question. Are you surprised that you're not dead?
Yeah, really, yeah. I'm going to be dead at some point. I'm going to be dead at some point. I don't know. What am I falling for? I reckon by 70 I'll be dead by... Because, you know, I like a beer, I do. And I was a drug addict years ago, so I'm not anymore. I'm not anymore. But, you know, it does take its toll on your body, you know. And in the end, someone will get you. There's always someone bigger and better and tougher or whatever. And in the end, they're going to go, like, Germany, I don't know where I'm walking to. Maybe I get stabbed. And then, like, last time they said, Bash, we're going to make you dance. I know what they meant by that. If you know that terminology, you know. In other words, they're going to shoot you on your feet or around your feet. And I don't want to lose toes and shit like that. And another thing, I would never, ever let my kids wipe my ass. Ever. So, you know, never.
So if why is that?
Brain dead, which I am, that means brain dead, you know what I mean? Brain dead and a bit slow, and which I am becoming slower. Because I fight regularly. I fight every 2 weeks, realistically, for money, really, for the family. I would never let them wipe my ass, ever. Or like, you know, oh, you know, Dad, you want to get out of bed? Not a chance. I'm leaving strong. Yeah, do I win? No, not all the time. Do you know? Do you bowl every day? Yes, you do. You know, I would never, ever. So that's it. It is what it is. Do you know what I mean? You know, some people are born different. I want to go out strong. Do you know what I mean? And I'm not saying now, so don't worry about that. Oh, fuck, man, I'm too strong at the moment. Way too strong. I'm on about like 70, 80. I'm not letting them wipe their arse and fucking do all that shit. Not a chance, mate. Do you know what I mean? No, I don't know. I don't know where we go. But, you know, I want them to say, look, that was my dad. Do you know what I mean? It's cool. It's cool. Not cool as in like cool, but like, do you know, it was my dad. You know? Or, you know, or sit in an elderly home where you're having your arse wiped by your daughter. Not a chance. I brought them into the world to provide, not the other way. You know what I mean? Not a chance. But I'm not about... It has to be another... I want to live to 80. Yeah, I want to live to 80. I've still got... Those hands were built for fighting, mate. 80, 80, 80. It's got to be 80, at least 80. And I'm 44 now, 43.
Bash, so these influencer boxing events, they pay really well, man, and the opponents, they're not going to be able to fight someone like you, so why wouldn't you go there to get a ridiculously high paycheck?
I do occasionally, but I can't box at that level, if I'm honest. So I did one with Adam Brooks, who's a newsreader. He's a English newsreader. But we raised 41,000, I think, for a little girl that had, I don't like speaking about the cancer at all. She was very, very ill, and we raised it. But, you know, that was a fight. I fought the other day boxing as well, 2 weeks ago with Ginge, who's actually a lovely man. He's actually got a good heart, like, you know, like me, you know what I mean? He's a good man. He's a tough man, tough man. And I get more money out of them than I do for No Rules. No Rules is different. It's very violent. Money shit, but the views are massive. You know, it's just life, isn't it? You know, but You know what? Listen, give back if you can. Do you know what I mean? Because you never know if it's going to be your child or mine. If I can raise, if you know, I'm lucky enough to live to 44 and still be strong with everything I've done. You know, imagine having a child that's terminally ill. I don't like speaking about it, but do you know what I mean? It's fucking terrible. Imagine that. I mean, what do you do? Can't take him away. Can't, you know, we'll just put him in. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to get old and just die in hospital. Fuck that shit. No way. You know, if you can do something, if they want me to box and I can bring some money to them, I'll fucking do it. Why not? We made 41,000 English money for a little girl. And you know what? I'm hope she's happy. And you know what? I'll do it again tomorrow. I'll do it now if you want. If someone would give her 41,000, I'd do it now. I would. You know, yes. It's only like digging a hole. It's, to me, fighting is like nothing, you know. I don't care. You know, if we could help somebody nicely, I'll get knocked out. I don't give a toss. But if you want to fight no rules, different. No rules is different. I'll fight you to the end. And you've got to be careful because I've got a very violent. I've been diagnosed with schizophrenia, drug-induced schizophrenia. So, and when people say mental health, I've been sectioned 3 times, and I don't take drugs anymore. That's the truth. But yeah, I've got drug-induced schizophrenia, so I've got mental health problems. So if I feel somebody's really boxing, no matter what they say, punch in the face, yeah, you can get angry and fight back. But when someone's on top of you, punching you, and you have no gum shield and, you know, and you can poke their eyes and, you know, I really, really go for it because I don't know what I'm doing, if I'm honest, during the fight at all. I know after.
You don't know what you're doing during the fight?
No, not at all. No, I get punched and I think, do you know what? You're on top of me. I'm going to fucking put your face up. And then after, I regret it because he has a family. You know? But that's life. Do you know what I mean? It's all part of it. Boxing is... this is the truth. Boxing is an art. It's an art. Okay? No matter what people say. I've trained pro boxers with pro. MMA is an art. Don't care what they say, it's not a fight. Even bare knuckle is an art. They're pro boxers with no gloves on. Are they tough? Yes. Motherfucking tough. No rules. You've got to be mentally unwell. All of the guys that I know, and I don't speak to them afterwards because we hurt each other, they're mentally unwell. That's it. You fight to the fucking end, mate. You know, I used to grow up watching Kimbo Slice and all these. They're just pro boxers. That's just a bare knuckle fight. When you can bite somebody, poke their eyes out. The last guy I did, we were fighting. I did both his eyes. Both his eyes were pissing out. But I still give him a kiss on the head afterwards. But you can see out both his eyes. You know, it's life, isn't it? You know? And I called him up afterwards. So he didn't speak to me, obviously, because he couldn't see.